Welcome to Zarmesian Step Into My Office, episode 64. Let's get right into it. First of all, before we say anything, before we do anything, I'd like to thank God for bringing me back for another episode. He got me up this morning, all that. You feel me? Got me up. Yeah. But importantly, God is most important. But happy Martin Luther King Day, MLK Day, most definitely. You know, it's all good, man. The myth, the legend, the OG. Happy MLK Day. That's crazy. We're talking about MLK in my and I'm looking at an MLK picture. That's crazy. But anyway, yeah, happy MLK Day. I did a lot. He had a dream, and that dream has come to pass, but we still got a long way to go, because America is America. That's all I gotta say. I'm not speaking of America, but happy MLK Day. Most Def, Martin Luther King, legend, always a legend, always the OG. Now, speaking of America, let's get right into it. We have an inauguration coming up, and a lot of people are really, really, really upset. Why are they upset, Zarmesian? I'll tell you why. I'm glad that you asked. They're upset because the world's changing. Well, somewhat changing. You know, like, you have those people that don't like change. They're used to having stuff a certain way. They're used to getting up. Having coffee. They may go to their little coffee shop each morning. They get up at 7 in the morning and get coffee, right? So, say this particular person, say you get up, you get coffee, you go there every morning. You've been going there every morning for 15 years, this old coffee shop, or whoever. You know, you read the newspaper or your phone or your digital device. You get up each morning at 7 a.m. You go get coffee at the same place that you've been getting coffee for 15 years. If you wake up one day, you go there, and all of a sudden, the whole decor has changed, or the name has changed. They still have your same coffee, just how you like it, but you get upset, be like, man, the name has changed. You know what I'm saying? What is going on? You're not used to change, you know? And the people on the other side are extremists. They don't like change. They're the people that are not open-minded. They're the people that don't like to get out of their comfort zone. That's what we call the uptight people. That don't get out of their comfort zone. They don't want to try new things. They don't want to be creative. They're stuck in their little box, just in extreme way. You know what I'm saying? Let's call a spade a spade. It's my podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I can say what I want. Those are the people, if they see a little color, they get, oh my God, there's color, which always surprises me. Like, God created the universe. He didn't create everybody to be the same. Again, I'm going to say that again. God didn't create everybody to be the same. So why are we trying so hard to be like somebody else? Why are we trying so hard to be the same? Nigga, no. Be uniquely you. I'm tired of people trying to do with this world, trying trying, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be the same. I just want to be like them. No, nigga, be like yourself. And yes, I said the word nigga. Who cares? Whatever. Yes, be yourself. 100% authentically you, man. I'm getting sick of all these puns and all these... I just want to be like you when I grow up. No, you know what? Who I want to be like? Who God created me to be? Myself. You know it's Darmisha, and you ain't getting nobody about me. Nobody can ever say I was like this person. I was like that person. 100% me. If y'all want to copy, good. Because some people need followers. Some people need people to look up to. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I ain't got no people to look up to. I'm just saying, be 100% you. Don't be the same as everybody else. Niggas. Anyway, I'm going to move that along. That was a rant that I needed to get out. And I also need to get this out. You know what I'm saying? I also need to get this out. Why is it that... Can we cancel this in 2021, please? Like, fighting for clout and putting it on the internet and trying to go viral with... Like, what does that solve? You know, back in my day, you know what I'm saying? We didn't fight and put it on the internet and try to go viral. If you fought, you fought. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Or whoever won, won. If you lost, you lost. If you won, you won. Now niggas is fighting for clout. Let's stop clout chasing. Let me get on that rant. Let's stop clout chasing. How about that? How about we do that? How about we don't clout chase? How about stay in your lane? And how about you be you creatively? Because niggas that clout chase is corny. Niggas that fight on the internet is corny and put it up and try to go viral. The niggas that record the fights is corny. How about be the better human being and try to stop it? Or just mind your business. How about that? And I'm not saying I don't condone fighting, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do if your life is in threat. If you just fighting because a nigga looked at your shoes or a nigga is staring at you too long, it's stupid. Like, let's be better in 2021. It's a pandemic, for God's sakes. Why do you want to touch anybody anyway? Why do you want to fight anyway? Makes no sense at all. And to my women out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all equal opportunity. You know what I'm saying? My podcast is for everybody. To my women out there, to my queens, could y'all stop fighting over men, please? Please. Because most of the men y'all be fighting about are really... Anyway, I'm speaking too much. I'm about to break guy code, and I'm not going to do that. Like, stop. Because most of them be trash. Let's just call it spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? And men, let's stop fighting over women or arguing over women. Oh, she the baddest bee in the room. Because a lot of the times, the people that people fight over are not even worth it, man. Like, for what? For what? I just had to get that out. Let's not do clout chasing stuff at all. Because it's not gonna make no sense. For what? We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. So I can't really talk about it. But your boy is doing some big stuff this year. That's all I really can say. Keep a lookout for your boy. Because he's coming. He's coming. Soon. And very, very soon. Just look out for your boy. Your TV screens are coming near you. That's all I'm going to say. God is good, man. I'm going to talk about God's faithfulness real quick. God is really good, you know, because there's been some trials in my life. as of most recently, you know what I'm saying, that I've been going through, that I've been fighting through. And I just want to say, it's all in God's timing. Don't give up. You may think, you know what I'm saying, you may think it's here or is there, God, when I'm going to come. Like, I don't, they're getting their blessing. When is mine coming? Oh, God's always on time. And trust me, y'all, it's a real thing. It's a super real thing, man. Because, like, God, we got to do something, man. We're like, what's up? You feel me? But God is always on time. He is always on time. Like, for real, for real. Like, man. Oh, I'm so excited. I wish I can tell y'all what's going on, how God turning around in a matter of days. And there's some more stuff coming. I wish I can tell y'all, but I can't. Just God is good. It's coming. It's all in his timing, y'all. For real. You may think it's going to go one way, it's going to go another way. It's all in God's timing. All in God's timing. Man, God's awesome. I'll share later, but just know that God is real. He's awesome. He's amazing, man. And I can never turn away from God, man. There's a whole bunch of struggles that, you know, that I have, that has God brought me through, man. And I just want to speak on his faithfulness, man. God is great. He's good. And he's amazing. And he's awesome. But y'all not gonna see me get emotional today. But anyway. Oh, I just wanna let y'all know Lakers are still that team. Okay, sports take. Everybody's demon James Harden, Kyrie, and KD. Like, that, can we win the finals first? Could y'all win before y'all deem them, oh, just champions? Like, let's win first. Let's win. Beat the defending champions, then we can crown a champion. Oh, like, automatically championship. Like, let's stop, y'all. Even if Kyrie comes back, which I don't think he is. But Kyrie's a distraction. Like, let's let them play. Then we can talk championship. Let them get to the finals first. Okay? Before we all, the Lakers, like, they're going to get to the chip. First of all, they have no bench. Okay? So, let's calm that down. They have no bench. Like, at all. I think it was a bad trade, but that's just me. I mean, they probably will get to the finals, but before y'all demon champions, they got to beat the champions. Okay, so I debunked that. You know what I'm saying? And what else is going on, man? What else is going on? Oh, yeah, y'all, listen here. I want to reiterate something. Like, here we go. It's really, really important that y'all wear masks. You know what I'm saying? Because COVID is still real out here. COVID is still real. I was scrolling through my social media. You know what I'm saying? And I follow different people, mainly Twitter. And I saw a lot of people packed up in clubs and stuff like that with no mask on, just full out. You know, I wasn't in no clubs. I wasn't in no clubs this past weekend. But this is what I'm saying. Why? In different parts of the city, you know what I'm saying, that I saw on social media, like, y'all were just in there. Y'all were just in there partying, like, for real. Like, we don't have a whole pandemic going on. Now, I'm not saying be scared. I'm not saying be worried. live your life, but then you gotta take precaution. There's no social distancing going on, and y'all are at clubs and stuff. Like, what? What? Like, for what? Why? 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 If y'all want the virus to go away, y'all gotta social distance. 4 people less. So y'all just don't care if y'all get it, huh? And the reason why I'm so adamant about it, I had a real close family member that, real close family member that had it. You know what I'm saying? My dad had it. And he had a real bad, I'm just going to tell the truth. He had it super, super, super bad. You know? Thank God. Thank God he recovered from it. But y'all just wanna act dumb and act like it's not out here. Thank God he recovered from it and he's in full recovery from me. My dad is doing great, thank God. God's a healer. My dad is doing great. But I hate when people just be just acting ignorant for no reason. Let's get rid of ignorance in 2021 too. How about that? How about we do that? Stop doing ignorant. Oh. Stop doing ignorant stuff. Please wear your mask. And to my anti-maskers out there, just go away. Go away. Move. Leave. Go away. That's how I feel about that. Go. And don't look at us weird if we're out there and y'all out there, don't ask us why. Are we wearing a mask? You know what I'm saying? It's our freedom. And don't be going around touching people, because if you touch me and I'm wearing a mask, I can get in the score. And if you touch me, it's on a popping. There will be no touching. I will fight. I'm just saying. God's working on me, but I will fight. For real. I've been taking boxing lessons. So, yeah. No, there will be no touching of the shorts at all. But anyway, y'all, man, my weekend was good. I'm in better spirits. My weekend was great. Really, really busy weekend. Really busy. But it was cool though. My weekend was cool. Hope y'all had a good weekend. Hope y'all had a great weekend. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop at all. You know? Again, mind your business and stay in your lane. Especially on Wednesday. Mind your business and stay in your lane. Because we don't... The inauguration... Listen, I need the same energy. I need the same energy, y'all. Like, National Guard, we need the same energy, okay? Y'all better chill. Anyway, let me stop this before, you know what I'm saying, I say something that I won't regret, but you know, that might get looked into. Please be safe on Wednesday. Please be safe this week, y'all. Be surreal. Be aware of your surroundings. Please be aware of your surroundings. You know? Be safe out there. Y'all feel me? Don't be on Wednesday. Y'all stay prayed up. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be mindful. Respect people. Be nice to people. Don't be evil to people at all. You know me. Stay petty. Always it's the petty one. Zarmesian. You feel me? Again, happy MLK Day. Follow me everywhere. Facebook, Zarmesian. TikTok Zarmesian, Twitter Zarmesian, Instagram Zarmesian, Facebook Zarmesian, all my social media is Zarmesian. Go follow me. And yeah, happy MLK Day. And this is Zarmesian, Step Into My Office podcast. And I'm out. Peace.